Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
Doubt.
I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Son of man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm hoping that everybody can hear me. God bless everybody on this wonderful, wonderful evening. We're in the last week of May, and we're here for a specific reason and for a specific assignment. And today is just one of those days that I come to encourage the body of Christ. Now, last week we spoke about, you know, the challenges and the difficulties when it comes to the mind battles. But God shifted me this morning as I was praying, and he says, I want you to talk to my people to encourage them while they're on their journey for what I have for them. Somebody's going to get excited here in a minute, because what God has for you, it's not shared by anybody else. I'm going to say that one again. What God has for you is not shared by anybody else, which means that whatever he has purposed for you, nobody is going to receive what God got for you. Every one of us has a particular assignment that we have been purposed for while we're on this journey towards the promise of God. Hey, God, help me, Jesus. And thank you, Father. And prophetically, I'm going to talk to you all about your purpose. Whoosh, my God, glory. And every one of us has a purpose that we have been assigned by God to walk out this, oh my God, Shibato Rasha, despite who comes in our lives or who goes. The assignment never stops. It continues while you're on this journey with God. Now, if you decide to walk away from God and walk away from the assignment that God has for you, guess what? It stops when you make a decision not to go no longer with God. So y'all got to bear with me on this one, because today he's been really talking to me. He's been dealing with me about the purpose. And when you are purposed for something, oh, shuka, rashe, manda, God, help me, Jesus. There are many of you who has been purposed by God, and your purpose has not been designed the way that you think it should be designed. Your purpose is not felt the way that you think it should be felt. Your purpose is not going to be with a group of people. It's only strictly for you to observe and go through what you need to go through so that your purpose can be manifested, not just for you. Watch this. It's for thousands of people who are watching you while you're on your Christian journey towards your purpose. Ah, my God, help me, Jesus. Glory be to God. Y'all got to bear with me, amen, because there's some things that I'm getting ready to say to each and every one of us on here tonight, that in the midst of my purpose, y'all write this down, I have got to go through my process. Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to talk to you all about the process of as I'm moving towards my purpose. Now, when you have been processed by the fingers of God, everything ain't going to feel right. You're going to go through some ups and downs. You're going to go through some challenges. You're going to go through some emotional traits of wanting to do it, not wanting to do it, concerned about what people think about you, not concerned about what people think about you. Don't care if you go to church any longer. Care if you go to church. And then you're going to be concerned about what people think about you, what don't people think about you. It's process that we all must go through in order to get to the purpose. The process weeds out folk along this journey. Because there are many people who say, I want to go through some things, but when the challenges of life faces you, your mind begins to now back up out of certain situations. I don't know if I want to go through this because the process that he's taking me through is too hard. That's what you think mentally. But if you get up out of your flesh and get into the spirit realm, God has his perfect hands on you while you're being processed. I need five people on the conference line to say, I'm going through my process. Amen. I'm going through my process. And as I was writing today and thinking about all of you who are on the line and thinking about certain things that the Father would have me to each and every one of you about, I was reflecting on myself as I'm going through my process. And I've always said, Lord, let your will be done. And then I had to take a look at this thing. And I said, okay, we all say, God, let your will be done. But do we really mean, Lord, let your will be done? Because when God's will, his perfect will is done, it challenges you while you're going through the process. Because once it challenges you, it then sets the course for purpose. Oh, my God. I was built for this. I was made for this so that when God continued to just keep pressing upon me, continue to keep downloading in me, now where I'm getting ready to go through because I'm purposed for it, I can handle things a little bit better because in your process, you're learning how to face and handle challenges, and you're learning how to deal with people. You're learning how to deal with family members. You're learning how to deal with your spouses. And some of us in process mode is challenging when it comes to our faith in God. My God, glory. And I want to talk to you all about him processing you while you're walking towards your purpose. And I want to talk to you about a man in the Bible who God was processing, just like he's processing all of us. But the way he was processing this individual was different. And I want you to really listen to the meaning of process. And for those who said, well, man, he just came online and ain't prayed, let me tell you something. I've been praying all day. I've been speaking to the Father all day, and he's been talking to me in my mindset to start switching things up because of the process. So the meaning of process is a natural phenomenon, watch this, marked by gradual changes. Oh, God, help me. I can stop right there. When you are going through your process, it has been marked that it may change along your course with God. My God, help me, Jesus. There are some things that you think may be in the alignment on this way, but God says, no, I'm going to flip the script because I need to change you for something that you did not see because I'm getting you ready for things, that you have yet to see. But it's all based and staying in the assignment of the process. So the process is a natural phenomenon marked by gradual changes that lead towards a particular result. We're all trying to get to what God has for us while we're in this process, because the process is going to lead us towards purpose. But it's how we handle the results. It's how we handle the changes. It's how we handle these things while we're walking this thing out with God. There's going to be some times you don't want to get up in the morning and pray. There's going to be some times you don't want to go to church. There's going to be some times you don't want to get in your vehicle to go and do what God has told you to do. But I'm telling you, by the prophetic sound, that you are in a process, and can you handle the process that I'm taking you through in order to get to where I need you to be? It's a natural phenomenon. Listen to that. A process is a natural phenomenon marked by gradual changes, meaning that things are going to change. Seasons that you think you're in is going to change. The way you see things, the way you hear things, when you speak about things, is going to change because everything has been marked towards a particular result. God is trying to get something out of your process. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. He's trying to get something out of you. He's trying to make you so much aware of where he's taking you to. But you got to get out of your flesh. I have not seen so many people in the body of Christ who walk after the things of the flesh and not after the things of the spirit. There's so many people that don't even have a discerning spirit to know the timing of a thing, don't even know how to have conversations in the timing of God. We don't even know how to have relationships in the timing of God. We don't even know how to, oh my God, we don't even know how to get into the presence in the timing of God. Because we come up with these fleshly ideals and these fleshly man-made things, and we think that we can bring this stuff into the presence of God. And God says, no, I got something so far greater than what you are experiencing in your flesh, but you need to get up out of it because I'm taking you somewhere that your flesh can't go. We want to grab our sisters and brothers and friends to go along with us. And God says, this process is meant to be alone. There's some of you that are in caves right now. There's some of you wondering, Father, what is going on? And he's telling me to tell you, I'm taking you through a process that the people who are close to you don't leave your side. But I promised you that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Your family might not be there with you, but I'm with you. But your friends might not be there with you, but I'm with you. Your wife or your husband might walk out on you, but I'm with you in the midst of your process because I have purpose for you. My God, I'm trying to slow down here. I don't want to lose my voice, but I feel something going on the inside about process to purpose. There's a particular man in the Bible that God was processing. My Father, help me. He was marked, challenged, because God wanted to see the results of while he was being challenged in his process. Y'all gonna get this in a minute. Amen. Amen. I just need Pastor E to come off mute and just say, praise the Lord. Amen. I need to hear somebody talk back to the prophet. Glory be to God. Because process, watch this. Oh, God. Process is not always meant for the good. Y'all gonna miss this one. Y'all gonna miss this one. Amen. It's meant for the learn, to learn something from this. Glory be to God. I'm going to give you time, those who are on the line. I'm going to give you time to call some people. I'm going to give you time to call your uncle, call your auntie, call cousins and nieces and nephews, call your brothers and those who are in the faith. Call them because they have been processed for a purpose. Don't even like what we're getting ready to go to. But I guarantee you, if you go through this thing, you're going to know exactly how to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. I promise you that. Amen. So there's a particular man in the Bible that God was processing for a purpose.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There he is. There's certain things that God is trying to look at us as we're going through what we're going through. So the Bible says in the book of Genesis, the 22nd verse, I'm talking to you and get ready to talk to you about Abraham. Abraham was going through a process. What did I tell you a process was? A natural phenomenon marked by gradual changes that lead towards a particular result. There was something that God was trying to get from Abraham. And so the Bible says in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, it says, now it came to pass that after these things that God tested Abraham, the process, y'all got to get this. Amen. Hold on. Let me tell you what Bible I'm reading from so that everybody can the New King James Version. Amen. Now it came to pass that after these things that God tested Abraham, there was a result that God wanted to see from this man of God that he so loved. Whoosh. My God, help me, Jesus. I want to encourage some of you on here. Amen. That when God puts you through a test, amen, it's for a particular reason. He wants to see his results. He wants to see what he's put in you for the last 20-some years come to fruition. He wants to see, do you have this word deep down inside of you that all you need to do is reflect back on the word of God? The Bible says that in the book of John 1, that in the beginning was the word. What's happening, Pastor E, that we're looking and skimming through the Bible, but we ain't getting the word. My God, help me, somebody. Oh, God. We're skimming through things and thinking that these things are going to help us. But if we don't study the word, and the word is Jesus Christ, we don't study the behaviors of the Messiah and how we should act as believers. We are nothing but followers. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. We're nothing but followers and not participators. And followers sometimes fall by the wayside because they didn't get into the word. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, which means that when you get into the Word, you got to go to God, and you got to get things that God has for you so that you can fulfill what he has purposed for you to do. And the only way that you can get it is through the Word. It ain't through your flesh. It ain't through your friends. It ain't through the church. Oh, did I say the church? Yes, I did. It ain't through the church. It ain't through your pastor. It's about spending time with God, because each and every one of us are not owned by pastors. We're owned by God. Oh, God, help me. Help me calm down my spirit, Father. So the Bible says, now it came to pass that after these things that God tested Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him, oh my God, offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. I can only imagine that as God is testing Abraham, God is looking, oh my God, for a particular result from Abraham. Oh, God, the one that he loved. And God had promised Abraham a son, his wife, Sarah. And I can only imagine that as he was going through his process, that he was looking at his only son that he laid down with his wife, Sarah, to have. I can only understand the mindset of him, you know. Some of us can't even have children, you know, for whatever reason that something went on that we was never able to produce. But then you have those who produce and still don't care for what God gave them. But then you have some who has produced and love what God put inside of them to produce. And Abraham, being so old in age, him and his wife was able to have a miracle child. And now you mean to tell me, God, that you want me to take this miracle child that you promised me and Sarah to give up as an offering? Huh? I beg to differ, God. I'm trying to follow you, Father, trying to obey you in the midst of what I'm going through mentally and emotionally. But sometimes in the midst of your process, you cannot use your emotions. Did I just say something? Yes, I did. Because many of us serve God through emotions. Now watch this. When things don't go right for us, we start to back out on God. That's your emotion. My God, glory. And your feelings. You can't have emotions and feelings. And when serving God, you have got to have a heart made for what God has for you. It's for you. Glory. So he said, take your son, your only son, the one that I promised you, the one that I gave you at an old age, you and your wife, take him, and I want you to offer him up as a burnt offering. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him. And Isaac, his son, oh, God, glory. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, now watch this. Watch this. He had two people that was with him as he's going through his process. Listen, I want y'all to listen to this. What did he tell the young men? He told the young men, he said, stay here with the donkey. This is a very key thing while you're in your process. The process that you go through for the ones who follow you. I'm going to say that again. The process that you go through with the Father is not meant for an entourage of people to console you or to be proximity with you. It's only meant for you. Why am I saying that? Because the two people that Abraham took with him was not able enough to go to the high place where God was telling Abraham to go. So he tells them, stay right here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship. When you are in your process, the people that you are close with is saying, where you're going, you can't take family members. You can't take other parishioners. You can't take your prayer partner. You can't take your homeboy. You can't take your elder. You can't take another prophet or an apostle with you. It's only for you. Because I'm showing you something in the midst of your process. And in the midst of your process, there's some things that you must do. What did Abraham say? He said, I will go yonder and worship. Worship is one of the things that you need to do while you're in your process. Number two is you have to have a prayer life in your process, because God wants you to communicate with him, because he knows everything about you anyway. But while you're going through your process, it's for you to tell God about your dislikes, about what you're going through, so that God can then minister to you to tell you it's for a purpose. When Jesus went away to pray, predominantly he was by himself. There was only one time that Jesus took a group of people with him, and that was the three closest people that he loved dearly. But even in the midst of that, Jesus still walked away from them. He just asked them to pray while he goes and pray. Follow me now. Follow me. When Jesus took them, they was with them for a particular moment, but Jesus walked away from them to go a little further in prayer. process, it takes you a little bit further away from folk who you thought should have been there with you. My God, glory. Amen. Jesus had to go a little further away to pray to the Father. And every time he came back, what did he see? He see the ones that he took with him was what? Sleep. He goes back up yonder and pray. He comes back again. He sees the ones that he took with him fast asleep. What am I saying? There's some people who can't go to a high place with you when you are getting ready to enter into the presence of God. My process takes me a little bit further than where I am right now. Oh, somebody missed that one. Glory be to God. My process takes me a little bit further than where I once was. But I got to go through it. What did I tell you? Amen. It's a gradual change. It changes. This is prophetic for me. Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know what it's doing for some of you on here. I know soon after we open up the lines, I'll see how good this word was for some of you. Amen. So he tells the two that was with him to stay right here, because I got to go a little bit further. I got to talk to my daddy. I got to talk to my God. And I don't need those who I'm taking with me to go to where he wants me to go, because this ain't meant for you. It's only meant for, oh my God, it's only meant for those who can withstand the test of time. So I got to go a little bit further, but I need you to stay right here, because me and the lad, we're going to go up here and worship, but we will come back to you. That was a prophetic word that Abraham spoke into the atmosphere. He told the ones that was with him, we're going to go up here and worship. Then he says, and we will come back to you. He didn't say, I will come back. He said, we will come back. See, let me tell you something, people of God. This is another nugget for some of you who are listening to me. When you are in your process, you must be assured that God, be so assured in your mindset that even though I'm going through my process, that I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm still going to make it to what God wants me to get to. He ain't left me. I may leave some folk, but he ain't left me. Hallelujah. So Abraham took wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? You said that we're going up here to worship and do all of this stuff, but where is the lamb that we're supposed to be offering up? I can only imagine the mindset, the frame of mind that Abraham was going through, but still praying under his voice, Father, I'm going up here to do your bidding, and I'm hope you watching me as I'm walking up this mountainside, and as my son is talking to me, I'm talking to you. I'm telling you right now, God, that even in the midst of this, I don't have an answer for him, but I know, God, you got an answer for me, and I need you to talk to me, Father, right now. I need you to let me know and assure me that everything is well. And it's amazing to me that even in the questionings of God that you got going up, God says nothing back to you in return. He just wants to see that even in the midst of your process, would you still go if he don't talk to you? My God, help me, somebody. You got to know that even in God telling you what to do, that he might not talk to you while you're going through your process, but you got to know that God is still with me. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Why you. I might even see tears fall out your eyes, but I'm God. I ain't moved by every little thing. I'm only moved by what I see you do. Glory. Five people just say glory. Amen. Bible says, but Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, look at what this man said. He says, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. Look how assured this man of God was, because he understood the promise that God gave him. And he also understood that God is not no Indian giver to give you something and then take it back. But guess what? There's a time in your walk with God that God can process you and build you up for such a time as this, just to see can you actually handle where he's getting ready to take you. Because there's some things in life that when God is processing you, the next destination that you're getting ready to go to ain't the same as the one that you're coming out of. So God got to process you to make sure that you're able to fulfill where you're getting ready to go on your next, on your next destination to him. Because everything leads up to the purpose. To myself, my father is talking strong up in this. Hirosha Rato Ramande Kistalaba. Oh God. All you prophets, you better hear me and hear me well. God don't care nothing about you crying. He says he'll bottle up your tears, but let me tell you something. Tears don't move God. What moves God is your obedience while you're crying. My God, help me somebody up in here. When you're crying, God looks at you and still say, are you still going to be obedient while you're crying out to me? Are you still going to fulfill what I got for you? Because where I'm getting ready to take you to, you must fulfill and finish where you're at in order for me to process you to your next. And then you have to have the assurance, the assurity of to know that God is with me while I am being processed. You got to have a worship life. You got to have a prayer life. And sometimes this walk is a solitude life. It's a lonely thing with God. But that's where God gets the most out of you, when you're by yourself. Ah, Shaya, my God, glory, hallelujah. Abraham says, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. Now listen to this. Y'all got to listen to this. The word is so, so magnificent. Everything that God was telling Abraham to do or told him to do, what did he say? He said everything was placed, the wood, everything was placed in order. When you're in your process, you can't have no out of order decisions. My God, help me, Jesus. Amen, Father. Thank you. There are some of us who have these ideology thinking, and it becomes to make us out of order when it comes to the things of God. And so we come up with things, we make up things, and we try to figure out things. And God says that the ideal that you just had or somebody gave you or spoken to your life is not in my permissive will, and is placing you out of order. When you're in your process, you must have order. You must have a divine nature to just only do the, oh my God, the order of God. Got to be in order. Amen. Upon line, precept upon precept. Got to have order. Anything out of order is dysfunctional when it comes to the things of God. This is the reason why many of us have missed certain things, and then you got to start all over again in your process because you was out of order. Amen. I remember going to a vending machine. I stuck my card up there, and eventually lights came on and said, this machine is out of order. Oh, God, help me, somebody. I couldn't get what I was putting into it. My God, help me. Y'all just missed that prophetic word. God put something in you, and he says, I need to get out what I put in you, and if I can't get it out of you, you are out of order. My God, help me, Jesus. My God, help me, Jesus. But God was getting something out of Abraham, and he found that Abraham was in order to receive the next instructions. When you're out of order, you don't receive the instructions clearly from God. Oh my God, my help me, Father. Ooh, help me, Father. So the Bible says that in the ninth verse, it says God told him. Then it says this, then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. He placed it all in order. He fastened it. He made sure that God was watching him while he was putting this thing together. He built the altar. He, my God, put the wood all in its designated place. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Listen to this. Everything that Abraham did, he followed God's precise what? Order. And when you follow God's precise order in your process, what did I tell you? You are now going to get the results of what you was told to do because of the process, a natural phenomenon marked by gradual changes that led towards a particular result. What God was doing with Abraham was leading him towards a particular result that God was trying to see from heaven towards this man of God. And he's seen it. He's seen it to the point where an angel of the Lord called to him, verse 11, from heaven. An angel of the Lord called Abraham from heaven because of the results that God had finally seen from his servant. Oh, good God Almighty. He already knew about it. Because he fashioned and made him. Ah, my God, as the Bible says, that before I formed thee, I knew you. So he already knew everything about Abraham. He already knew that Abraham and his family were going to serve pagan gods. But he also knew that there was a particular time and a moment in Abraham's life that he was going to seek out who God really is. And then when he sought God out, God began to then minister to him and phases of his life begin to tell him who he is about to become. Glory be to God. How many of you would like to have God in the midst of your process tell you who you are about to become in the midst of your process? But in order for us to get to that point, God says, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for some obedience. Looking for some order. I'm looking for some deep stuff out of what I created. Because it's already in you. Listen to me. God wouldn't take you to the process if he didn't already know it was in you. Oh, my God, I felt that one. Amen. It's already been in you for what you're getting ready to go through. It's already been in you. That's why God said, I got to take you through the process. Because some of you, while you're walking your walk with God, you are reluctant to release what's been inside of you since he, oh my God, help me, Jesus. Oh my God, Revelation, he says, before I formed formed you, I knew you, which means I put everything in you. And when I'm taking you through a process, I'm looking for what I downloaded in you before I put you in your mother's womb. But you're acting oh my God, awkward towards me, says God. You're acting awkward towards me, giving me what I've put inside of you. And I need to see it in order to process you to your next destination. Because when you get to that destination, there's still some stuff that I put inside of you to handle that, and then to handle that, and then to handle the next one. God has fashionably made each and every one of us for this journey that we're on. But what messes us up is when we get connected to people, when they're in their fleshly mindset. It throws a curveball in our destination when it comes to God. And when it throws a curveball, it now pushes us into a place of out of order. And then God got to come and put us right back in order and take us back over through the process, because we didn't learn in the process of where we were in order to get to where we need to go. The angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. Now, I want y'all to listen to something. There are three times in the Bible that Abraham had said, here I am. He said it the first time when God called him, and then he said it again when his son Isaac called him, and now he's saying it for a third time because of the angel of the Lord is calling him. When you are in your process, it's based on how you answer the one who called you. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Whoosh! Ah, my God, glory. Amen. And some of us are not answering God the way that he desires for us to answer him, because you are feeling illy-willy when you're going through what you're going through. But I'm telling you, people of God, if you just do the basic necessities, you're only going to get basic results. But if you do the astronomical things that God desires, oh my God, have you ever been in class and you went over and beyond the homework or the assignment that was given to you, and your teacher had gave you something that she didn't give other folk, but you put a little bit more time and effort into it? That's what God is looking at. The ones who put a little bit more effort into what they're, my God, glory, you're talking, Father. He wants you to put a little bit more effort into this walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this word, Father. Thank you, God. I thank you, Father. If nobody else thanks you, God, I thank you for this word, God. I thank you for what you're downloading in your servant, Father. Talk to me, Father. Talk to me. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he says, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not held your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there, behold, he saw the ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son Isaac. When you are being processed for something far greater than what you're going through, the challenges that you're going to face may sometimes take you so far out that you don't even know how you're going to get back. But these are the times that you have got to put your trust in God. These are the times that you have got to stop wondering about the hearsays and what people have done and said in times past. You can't look no further at that. You got to look towards the hill for which comes your help. Amen. And we have so many people who are talking now about certain things, and some of the stuff that we're telling other folks are being passed down from one mouth to another mouth. But we ain't passing down from the mouth throne or the throne room of heaven to the nations the way we should, because we got so much garbage that we have collected along the way through other people, through other social medias, through all of this stuff, but we ain't got the download that we need to get from God, because we got so much of this stuff inside of us. Paul had said in the book of Romans 7 and 22 and 23, and he says, I love God's law with all my heart. He said, but there's something far greater working in my mindset. There's something far, far greater that is working. And this is what's happening. There are things that are far greater trying to take you a little bit further away from you completing your process. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Something is far greater taking you a little bit further away from what God has destined for you. Amen. He says this, and I quote, because it's in the Bible, Romans 7, 22 and 23. He said, I love God's law with all my heart, but there's another power within me that is at war with my mind. Power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Amen. Listen to what Paul said. He said, it makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. And when you are so captivated by certain things, guess what it does? It stops you from the momentum that you head towards your process. It delays process. Oh, my God. And whenever process has been delayed, it's just like you recording something and then all of a sudden you put a pause on the recording. It stops it. Which means that eventually when somebody goes back to push the pause button, it continues. That's what processing is. When you have stopped your process, it delays it, and then it doesn't pick back up until you are ready to get right back into the ring again. My God, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you the truth, this is a phenomenal night for each and every last one of us who is listening to me right now. This is a phenomenal night for all of you on here while you're getting ready to go through what you're going through to get to where God wants you to get to. But in order to get over on that side, you have got to go through the process. Amen. The Bible talked about when the disciples was in the ship, Jesus had said, I need you to launch to the other side. It wasn't necessarily about getting them to the ship. It was the fact of the matter was following the directions of taking yourselves into the ship and go to the other side. Jesus never warned them about what's getting ready to take place, and that's what happens. When you're in your process, you're not warned about what's getting ready to take place. You just got to follow the instructions. And I tell people who listen to me and follow me since I've been doing this, that when you follow the instructions of God, it will go well with you. What did Abraham do? He followed the instructions line upon line, precept upon precept, and what happened? It went well with him. My God, help me. Well with him. It's when we don't follow, that's when things don't go well. It's when we don't obey, that's when things don't go well. It's when we allow other folks to speak into our ear gates and throw us off course, that's when things don't go well. And so God says that in the midst of all of that, That's all the obscurities that are going on around you, all the challenges that you're facing, all the distractions that is happening in your life. It's for a purpose in your process, because God says, I'm trying to get some results out of you. Amen. The disciples didn't know that the wind was getting ready to come. He didn't know that the storm was getting ready to begin to rock the ship that they were in, and it made them uncomfortable. But God had put so much stuff inside of them because he had Jesus Christ teach them the ways of him. And they had so much inside of them that they forgot what to use when they're facing some challenges. We forget what to use when we're faced with challenges for answers. But God said, no, you got the answer. You just failed to follow the instructions. You got the answers. You just failed to dig a little bit deeper inside of you to pull out what's been birthed inside of you. You got the answer. You ain't got to look for everybody for an answer. The answer is inside of you. What folk are doing today is looking to see where you're at so they can receive the answer that they need. But because of you being so discombobulated with what the challenges that you're facing, the answer is on a delay strip. Amen. If you ever been on the tarmac, And you're waiting to take off on your plane, the captain comes over and say, we're in delayed mode right now. Just relax. We'll soon be ready to take off, but right now we are delayed. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. So many nuggets that God is dishing out on tonight, preaching every one of you to be encouraged, to know that he's with you. He's with you. He's with you. Amen. He's with you. Glory be to God. So I told you all that process is a natural phenomenon marked by gradual changes that lead towards a particular result. Y'all got that down, right? You're being led towards a particular result that God is trying to get from you. Amen. So now let's flip the script here a little bit. Let's go over here to see what is purpose. Amen. Purpose. This is what purpose means. Amen. Let me give you some synonyms for purpose. Aspirations, ambitions, design, dreams, goals, intentions, intent, ideals, meaning, pretensions, plans, mark. Amen. That's some of the synonyms for purpose. It's a subject under discussion or an action in course of execution. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. I'm gonna read that one more time. As my brothers on the west side of Chicago would say, I'm gonna read that one more again to you. Amen. And that's not to offend any of my Chicago friends who might be listening to me or on here right now. Amen. I'm going to say that one more again to you. Amen. A subject under discussion or an action in course of execution. That's what purpose means. Amen. It's an action or course of execution. That's something that's what the purpose is. I'm trying to get you to the purpose. I'm trying to have you execute what I've already birthed inside of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I hope many of you on tonight, I hope I said something to you, because you've been processed for a purpose. And because of what you're being processed in, God is going to get the purpose out of it. Amen. So I thank y'all for coming into the prophet's closet. I thank y'all for allowing me to speak to each and every one of you who's listening. I thank you for allowing me to share what the Father had placed inside of me this morning for each and every one of you this evening. And it's amazing to me that God put all this in me, and I'm trying to retain it and just deal with it. I'm trying to see, okay, which way we're going to go, God, and how we're going to go this way. But guess what? When you get out of the way, God takes over, and he places it the way that he wants to place it. It's when if I would have got in the way, guess what? It wouldn't have went the way that God wanted it to go. I had to yield my members to God. I had to tell my mind to shut up. I had to tell my thought processes, don't worry about how you deliver it. Just worry about God speaking through you to talk to his people. Glory. So I thank you all for entering into the prophet's closet. And I know I'm getting ready to ask Pastor E to open up the lines for each and every one of you to come on through here and say something about this wonderful word that God has given me to give to the people. And I want to say something to some of you today right here before Pastor E comes in. If you desire, now I've never done this on the National Now Network, never done this. I've never done this but one time on my own prayer line. You want to sow into this. I'm telling you, you want to sow into this word about process to purpose. You want to sow into that. Amen. But guess what? It ain't for me. It's for whom I'm getting ready to come in contact with, because there's somebody who needs help other than myself. Now, I want to put this out here. Glory be to God. I know my administrator listened to me. She's probably over there on the edge of her seat, because she's like, oh, my God, he getting ready to say this. She already know what he's getting ready to say. I don't need your money. Amen. I work a fine job. God always puts stuff inside of me and people to plant things inside of me. But guess what I do? I do more giving than receiving. And I want you to sow a seed tonight on the word that God has given you. My Cash App is $Prophet Woods. Cash App me. I don't care the amount. I don't put no, you can't put a dollar amount on God's word. You can't. I had one person, when I did this once before, gave me $1.50. I didn't complain, because his heart was right about giving what he wanted to give. And he texted me. He said, Prophet, this is all I got. And guess what I did? I just calculated it up with the rest of the money, and then God allowed me to call a certain person who was in need of something, and guess what I did? I sold it all to him. Tonight is a special and particular night. Go to Cash App. I don't care what the amount is. I ain't concerned about that. $P, Prophet Woods. Cash App me, whatever your heart desires to Cash App, and I guarantee you it will be put for a greater cause. I know my administrator sitting on a seat like this. Prof, oh my God, I got to talk to him. Amen. It's okay, Chief. I got it. It's okay. We're going to work it out. But anyway, Prophet Woods, $ Prophet Woods. I've never done this on this network. You can ask Pastor E. I don't even put my Cash out there. But tonight, I know God has something for a particular person. And y'all are going to allow me to do it for this individual, whoever God instructs me to do it for. Amen. Pastor E, my brother, My co-laborer in the gospel, finds allow these people to say whatever they got on their heart to say on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, the lines are open. This is an opportunity for you guys, especially to follow instructions. The one thing that if you know anything about this network, which if you know the acronym of NOW, is not our will. God allows those on here who are allowed to speak in his place. I want you to hear the word of God tonight, and a prophet, my administrators, my members, my covenant partners, and everybody else is knowing, wow, he never does that. And then to see how God will have you speak it, and not in a, we don't beg for nothing here on the NOW Network. We pay for everything. God gives us what we need to do. But in the sowing factor, you have to know that has to do with obedience to God, not obedience to man. And as the prophet said, normally when he blesses, I'm blessing you more than you bless me. And if you know me, you know. If you know me, that's my motto. Everything is free. Everything must go. But you need something to obtain the everything to go and the everything to do. So sow in the man of God's life today, and I know God will bless you, and he will keep you. Amen. Pastor Terry, come on in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I always say, what's
hallelujah.
The word? And he said, hallelujah. What's the word? And the word is Jesus. He said that, Prophet Woods, you said that, John 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So glory be to God. And you know what, Pastor E, Prophet Woods, you said enjoy the process. Pastor E, you know, my nephew that you did his service end of February. Prophet Woods, Pastor E did my first nephew. He did a service in the February. Today is his birthday, you know, so we're celebrating him as he just left to be with the Lord, asking for the body presence of the Lord in February. So I always say, you know, I was saying today, Pastor E, Prophet Woods, I said, Lord, this day has to be midweek. I was calling it midweek's push, but as he was ministering, Pastor E, midweek's press. Because Apostle Paul said we press. Because from Sunday to Wednesday, we have to press in his word to maintain us, to get us midweek. We need this midweek. And Pastor, I thank God that you were out there. You was out there doing the ministry with mental health. Because mental health is being ignored. That's a process that we have to take hold of, because the mind. Mental health is running rapid. So, Pastor, I acknowledge you and I praise God for what you was doing out there in his kingdom and representing the church. Your church within you and our organization. But I said, next time, let us know so we can be out there with you for support. But, I'm excited over here. I get excited about the things of God because I thank God because he's been good to me when I wasn't to myself. Yeah. And you said, Prophet Wood, we have to enjoy the process. When we have the lows and when we have the highs, we still got to praise God. Something tonight, you said you're going to open up the line so people can give. But because, see, sometimes as believers, we still don't believe the word of God, that God loves a cheerful giver. A giver that gives from their heart, not grudgingly. Oh, I guess I got to because he had. No, no. The Holy Spirit will prompt you and tell you. You act upon what the mind says, that the spirit, when you're spirit-led, you follow the spirit. Praise God. So I said, you know, I enjoyed this. I wrote down a lot of notes. I wrote down a lot of scriptures. And I thank God for the archives, Pastor E, because we can go back and we can listen. Because sometimes we rush through things. Prophet Woods, you gave a lot this evening. On your side, you on the East Coast. You 3 hours ahead of us. But on your side, we're on same timing with God. But I thank God that you came on to deliver this because we need this midweek. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to step out. That's it. Amen. But praise God. I'm excited. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Come on. Dial one. Come into conversation.
Thank you, Pastor Terry. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
The prophet, I just for your confirmation, they out there. We have many listeners on the board, and I know we're doing really good online. I think we get more listeners online. But everybody's, I think everybody's been blessed, and we don't push here. But I have to say this, that one person out there, you don't even know why you're here. You got on this broadcast, and now obviously you may be online, you may be on your phone, and you're hearing something that is encouraging. It's not by mistake. God is not a mysterious God. He is a miraculous God. You're here on purpose. Dial one. We have a green room. You can talk to the prophet. You can talk to myself. Talk to one of our other ministers and one of our other pastors here just to give you the book to get in. It's very easy. All you got to do is say, Lord, I messed up. I've been trusting myself. I'm done with me, and I'm ready for you. That is your first step. Then you got to confess your sins completely. And he said he is just to forgive all that confess. Then you must forgive. First yourself, then others, and then God will forgive you. You can move on and move in the same realm that we do. It's not hard at all. It just takes the ability to go forward. Amen. No one dial one. Prophet, go ahead and pray us out of here.
Amen. Well, I want to thank everybody.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I apologize. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are in the closet. Come on, talk to the prophet. She's so excited. She hit one and muted herself. She was trying to hit the button. Go ahead and hang up, woman of God, and call back in, and I will bring you in.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Good word, brother. See, when you preach the word of God, it inspires all of us that are children of God to now hear and to be obedient. It's you know, and I have to say this, even in leadership, when you deal with other men and women of God, you have to submit when they are given the authority of the microphone or the pulpit or whatever. I don't care what your title is. I don't care how long you've been in this thing. I don't care how great you are. When you relinquish the pulpit or the microphone to another woman or man of God, you're the first one to submit. Because when you submit, your people will submit, and we can really hear what God is saying. I just had to throw that in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Evangelist Virginia. Hold on. She dialed in one, and she hung up again. Hold on. Give her one more second to come back, because I know she wants to talk. She got a word for you, prophet. She got a word for you, prophet. Get ready. Get ready. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you are in the prophet's closet. Talk to the prophet.
Am I in the prophet's closet? Are you really? Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
Very serious.
I love it, Prophet Wood. I am in the closet, the prophet closet. I want to say to you tonight, and good evening, Pastor E.
Good evening, woman of God.
Prophet Wood, I want to say this to you. I'm so overwhelmed right now, and I'm sitting here listening to you, and it's so good for you to be back. It's good to have you back because you bring nothing but the word of God. You preach Jesus, and that's what we need. And you have brought so many good nuggets on tonight. I want to say this to you. What an awesome, powerful word that came out of your mouth tonight to the people of God. Oh, they got a lot of people on listening because I was sitting here and wasn't going to call in, and the Holy Spirit said, dial that number. But this prophet have brought us a word direct from heaven. All I can hear is fresh fire.
Glory.
You have preached tonight talking about process. And when I first got saved, Prophet Wood, giving my life to Christ.
Yes.
Got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Sanctified. And all the other good stuff from God. And I know one thing. Process is something that don't happen overnight. It's gradually.
Yes.
Hey. Process.
Yes.
When you people talking about that, I say, I got saved, it didn't happen overnight. But gradually,
yes.
God just kept taking me higher and higher from level to level, face to face. And
yes.
I want to tell you tonight, you keep doing what God has called you to do. You keep preaching as though nobody called in on the line. You keep doing what God called you to do.
Yes.
You keep doing what God called you to do. You're an awesome man of God. You're a mighty powerful man of God. And I'm so glad
to God
back.
Be the glory.
And everybody that's gone needs to come back. I'm coming back too.
To God be the glory.
God be the glory. You're right. God be the glory. Somebody needs to raise their hand and tell God thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Somebody
needs
to tell God thank you for this word tonight.
Oh, Rabbi, my God, glory.
I got over my head lifted, Prophet Wood. I got them both lifted towards heaven. Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. We're going to tell him thank you enough, Prophet Wood. You're not so
yes.
bad of God. And I'm in tears
because
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you for this word tonight, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. For all you've done, God. Thank you.
Yeah, tell him thank you, somebody.
Thank you.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody else needs
Hallelujah.
To tell him thank you.
Yes.
Somebody else needs to tell him thank you.
Yes, Father.
I didn't come on here. The people are excited because you bring such a powerful word.
Hallelujah, Father, we thank you, we thank
you,
Father, we praise
you,
we lift you up, Father, you say if we lift you up, we'll draw all men unto you, so Father, we lift him up, we lift up the name of Jesus, evangelist, we praise him, we thank God for using prophet words tonight, that we can all enjoy this process. Father, we thank you for we don't give up. We thank you, Father, that we keep pressing. Father, we thank you that we
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
To the prize, Father, that is Jesus.
All right, Father, you better come on. You started this.
You said,
yes, Father. Thank you,
Father. We lift you up. We draw all.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you.
We thank you, Father, that the prophet has ignited the fire tonight, Father, that us. Let us not
yes,
lose
Father.
Focus on the prize,
yes.
Father. Let us
yes.
keep our
thank
eyes
you,
on the
Father.
Prize. Say,
thank
keep
you,
our
Father.
Eyes focused on you, Jesus, in the mighty
thank
name
you,
of
Father.
Jesus, Father. We call out
you,
your
Father.
Name, Father. We call out your name on these lines because,
yes.
Father, somebody right now
thank
needs
you,
to know Jesus. Somebody right now don't know Jesus. Somebody right
thank
now
you,
needs to share Jesus. Somebody right now, Father, needs
thank
to know that
Lord.
Jesus loves them unconditionally, Father. Not because of what
yes.
they do, Father, but because of who
yes.
they are. Your child, Father. So we cry out to you, Father. We cry out to
thank
you,
Lord.
Father, that those are at a loss
thank
in their
Father.
Mind, Father. That you reach out to them, Father. That this word
yes,
of God,
Lord.
Your word, Father, reaches them. Father, you said
yes.
in the beginning
yes,
was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word
yes,
was
the Word
there.
Is God.
So,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we call out your name. We
yes.
call out
yes,
your
Lord.
Name, Jesus.
Thank
we call
you.
Out your
Hallelujah.
Name as we leave these telephone lines, Father, to reach those lost, the lost and unsaved, Father. It ain't
Hallelujah.
Too late, Father.
Yes.
All we have to do, Father,
thank
give
you.
Us your yes.
Thank
say yes
you,
to your name, Father, yes to your word, Father, and yes to your will,
yes,
Father.
Father.
So, Father,
Hallelujah.
We cry out to you. Father, we cry
we thank
out
you,
to
Father.
You. Not only do we
yes,
need
Lord.
You, Father,
you
but we
great
want
I am.
You, Father, as
we
the
thank
head
you,
of
Father.
Our lives, Father. Not only just to say thank you, Jesus, but to praise your
yes.
holy name, Father.
Hallelujah,
praise
Lord.
You,
yes.
praise you. Father, let
yes,
us praise you over
on.
Circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Let us praise you over the world circumstances, Father. Let us
yes,
praise
yes,
you over
Father.
Our circumstances, Father. Let us give it
yes,
all
Lord.
To you, Father. Let us enjoy
Father.
The process as we go through. You said, Father, for us to count it all joy
Ooh.
When through trials and tribulations.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
Father, you said if we don't love one another, we can't. How, Father, how can we love one another if we say we love you and don't love
Lord,
our neighbors? Father, let us not
thank
lie
yes,
and deceive
Father.
Ourselves. In
yes,
the mighty
Lord, yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
The mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. And without any
Hallelujah.
Other prayer, we're going to end with this song.
Yes, God.
Everybody have a wonderful night
Hallelujah.
And let the prayer continue.
Yes, God.
But don't you know
yes,
that God,
God
can do all things?
Hallelujah. Yes,
I know
God.
You got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through?
One,
let's talk
two,
about
talking
three.
About mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my
three.
Life, when will it change? Talking about
all
things.
All
God
things.
Can do all things.
All
talking
things.
About nights I lose my way. And my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things.
God can do all things.
I said God can do all things.
All things.
I know baby there will always be healing.
Oh.
Yep. So it's good to know I'll never let you down. Talking about
when
all
I
things.
Wake up in the morning,
all
I
day
pray.
And the small things.
I'm so
Lord,
sure.
I
need to end
God
my life.
He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on.